Okay, our next speaker is Hinata Nave with co-authors Schultz and Barker, entitled Using the Correlation of Forage Digestibility and Morphological Composition to Manage a Cool Season Grass Sward.
So I will start with a brief introduction. And to predict the forage quality or the nutritive value for forage, we all know that we need to know the digestibility of our forage quality. But we cannot forget about the voluntary intake, because this will be the key for our animal potential for milk or meat production. Also, the forage nutritive value within species would be affected mainly by the maturity, the environmental conditions, and the morphological components, being the percentage of dead material leaves and stems. With that, the goal of my research here was to analyze the correlations between the forage quality and the morphological variables of a mixed cool-season grass sward. And as a practical application, this information will help us to and the producers to optimize the forage utilization for and our animal production. That is our final goal. And my first objective was to define what is the best plant indicator for forage nutritive value. And after we have that objective defined, what would be the best predictor for the fiber digestibility, or NDFD? So this research was conducted in Columbus, Ohio from April to October in 2009 and repeated in 2010. And I had 5 accumulation periods in a randomized complete block design with 4 replicates. Those 5 accumulation periods consisted in 5 different initiation dates, being the first week of April, May, June, July, and August. So we would have the grass accumulating. We would not mow it again. Just the treatment is starting in April. It would just accumulate for the whole season, and then so on. Also, the total above ground dry biomass was measured weekly using the calibrated rising plate meter. And I also collected samples every week above the sward stubble that we consider 5 centimeters. That would be what the animal would not consume. And I had the morphological composition being done of the sward, where I quantified the percentage of leaves, stems, and dead material. And later on, we conducted the forage quality analysis, being the NDFD, that is our fiber component, IVDMD, our digestibility, and the fiber digestibility NDFD using the UNCOM methodology. For statistics, all the analyses were made utilizing the SAS software, and the procedures utilized were PROC-MIX, PROC-CORE, PROC-ANCORE, PROC-REG, and PROC-ANILINE. So just as a reminder, like I said, the first objective was to answer this question. What would be the best plant indicator for forage nutritive value? To answer that question, I decided to run several different correlations. So I had my nutritive value variables, being like a fiber NDF, the digestibility, and fiber digestibility. And I correlated these variables with our plant variables, percentage of dead material, percentage of leaves, percentage of stems, our mass, height, and age. That would be our maturity. So I decided to run first some canonical correlations. I don't know if you are familiar with that, but I will explain. Canonical correlations, the goal is to analyze differences between groups of variables. So in this case, we can see here the correlation was significant with an R of 0.54. And what this table is telling us is that for the sward characteristics, we had 3 components, being mass, height, and age. And the variable that contributed better for that correlation to be significant was our mass, being the canonical correlation being a 0.51. So this would be our most important variable for this group. And on the other hand, for the nutritive characteristics, we had NDFD, digestibility, and NDF. And for that, the one that contributed better for this high significant correlation was NDFD with 0.54. So that means when we have higher mass in our sword, we are going to have a lower fiber digestibility. To prove what I just said, I also ran some simple correlations, and again, we can see here the highest correlation here was between mass and DFD. So now, from now on, I'm going to focus my presentation in this relationship between mass and fiber digestibility. So I already answered my first objective, and then now I want to know what is the best predictor for NDFD. Also, can forage nutritive value be predicted from the forage mass present? Is this relationship between mass and nutritive value trait consistent throughout the whole season? And how should the measurement differ between dairy and beef cattle production? So, I have here, just to show you how was the forage mass accumulation throughout the whole season. And what I wanted to point out here is that we have a really fast accumulation for the beginning of the season, our springtime. And as the season is progressing, the accumulation starts to slow down because the cool season grass in summer wouldn't produce the same for the same rate. So it starts to slow down a little bit. This graph is the same information plotted in a different way, where we have the pasture mass against the pasture accumulation rate. So here, what we are trying to define is when we are trying to maximize our yield, what would be the best range to harvest your forage? So we have several different dates, and for that range of the optimum 90% to maximize our yield, if that is your goal, if yield is your goal, you're going to harvest between 25 to 5500 kilos of dry matter per hectare. And if you're harvesting in September, that would be 1500 to 4500. So this is what you're just focusing on your maximizing yield. So then my question was, what would be the relationship when it include the forage quality factor? And like we all know, and I showed before, the relationship between NDFD and mass was really high. And what this graph showed is that independent of the time of year, we always had the same relationship between NDFD and mass. So for this graph here, we add the NDFD component in the same graph I just showed you before. And we can see that the NDFD is decreasing when your season is progressing. So then, how would be if you are, okay, you already know that if you're harvesting for yield, you have the percentage of mass you need to harvest, but what about quality? If your goal is to produce beef cattle, we know that we need to have at least 50% of fiber digestibility for that to be economical viable. So what happens is that you are losing, if you harvest for maximizing yield, you're going to lose some quality here. And this happens in June and July. So we need to focus also in the quality, otherwise you're going to start losing profit. But when we talk about dairy, we need to have at least 60% fiber digestibility. And for that to happen, because our cows are much more exigent, so for that to happen, you need to harvest even earlier. And when you look at the same range that I said for the maximum yield accumulation, for the same 90% optimal range, if you just let it grow and maximize yield, you're not going to reach the minimum and fiber digestibility to feed your cows. So you need to harvest way earlier to be able to give a high quality food for your cows. So with all of that in mind, here I have all the three types of management when you are maximizing yield. This is a total mass predicted. So throughout the whole season, you would accumulate around 9,500 kilos per hectare. And here you can see you're going to have three harvesters throughout the whole season. So when you are looking for beef cattle, change a little bit the scenario, but surprisingly enough, didn't change much. You're not going to lose, even harvesting your forage earlier, you're not going to lose much. You're just going to lose 8 kilos per hectare. But you're going to have one harvest. You're going to have four harvests, so one more than when you're maximizing for yield. But when you're harvesting for dairy cow, your whole scenario changes. You're going to have several harvestings in the spring and then five more in the summertime. But what was really surprising, you're just going to lose 100 kilos per hectare. So you're not going to be affecting much your predicted total mass. With that, our conclusions were that fiber digestibility is the best indicator of forage nutritive value for a tall fescue sward. The NDFD is really highly correlated with the accumulation of mass, which helps the producer to manage the pasture for either maximizing yield or forage quality. And managing for quality targets rather than maximum yield, we require a closer and more frequent grazing with only a slight reduction in yield. With that, I thank you, and I would take any questions. Sure. Well, we developed several different equations to predict based on the forage mass I had and the time of year that I had because of my different initiation dates. So we developed prediction equations, and then we could develop those curves for the accumulation rate. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Between the dairy and the beef.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a couple hundred pounds or something like that.
We were surprised, too.
I'm just really surprised by, I guess, my more common question. Is there a reason that you think it's the post-harvest or post-grazing residual?
I think when you're harvesting your forage with a really early maturity, you're going to have enough energy available for the regrowth to take place, and then you're not going to lose much. When you're harvesting your forage later on, you have a higher amount of lignin that would affect, or lignin and fiber, and that will affect to for the regrowth, and then you're not going to lose much for yield, but you are going to lose a lot for quality. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks.